Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. This is your host, Angela O'Mara. Today we're going to talk about the next big thing in new minimally invasive facial procedures. We have Dr. Gregory Miller, a plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills, California, who is going to discuss with us a new procedure called Elevate. Elevate is a completely new approach that addresses the underlying muscles and glands of the neck. To date, there is no other minimally invasive technology existing that will treat this particular part of the neck. Dr. Miller, welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Angela. I'm excited to talk about Elevate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, before we kind of get on, you know, with talking about this exciting new procedure, if you wouldn't mind, for those listeners that are not familiar with you, just to kind of give us a little bit of background about who you are and your practice and, you know, kind of what led up to our conversation today.
Sure, sure. So, yes, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I've been in practice here in Beverly Hills since 1998. And, wow, I just think about it. It's been 20 years, which is amazing. When I went into practice, pretty much if a patient came in, it was either surgery or not having surgery. So what's happened over the last 20 years is technology has really evolved. So now we have a lot more options for patients. And throughout the years, I've just always been focused mainly on surgical procedures, but I'm also aware of what patients are looking for. And what I've realized is patients are not looking so much as they used to for more invasive procedures. They're looking for solutions that are less invasive. And so that's kind of where Elevate was born. About 12 years ago, I invented a surgical system called the ICLED surgical system. And basically, it's just a lighted sewing needle with a thread attached, and it allows us to do some sewing underneath the neck or the face. We've even used it on the breast and other parts of the body to sort of create suspension systems to shape and refine contours. And what happened over the last 7 years is the Elevate procedure was born, and what I realized was we could use this surgical system to sew the glands in the muscle of the neck, to support them, lift them, and shape them so that, you know, we can give somebody a jawline they never had or restore a jawline that they had when they were younger. So that's kind of how Elevate was born.
Well, Dr. Miller, as well as being a practicing plastic surgeon, because I do know leading up to Elevate, there are a couple of other technologies that you pioneered, other new aesthetic technologies. It'd be great for our listeners to kind of have a little bit of that background with the those other developments that you've made.
Oh, sure, sure. So my first invention was the ICLED surgical system. And basically, in short, it's just a light-guided technology that allows doctors to accurately place sutures underneath the skin by using light guidance. That one I invented back in 2006, and we went through the FDA in 2009, started teaching doctors here in the United States, and shortly thereafter, we got our CE mark in Europe and started teaching doctors the technology then. So that technology was the first one that I invented, and basically it was just a less invasive way to elevate facial muscles and underlying structures, as well as to sculpt and refine the neck, as well as to use on other parts of the body to refine certain areas and help contour areas. I also used it for brow lifts, so it did a great job of elevating and shaping the eyebrow area of the face very, minimally invasively by just placing sutures through small punctures. So throughout that whole process, I really became very fascinated with results and looking at things in motion because, you know, in plastic surgery, it's really important that not only do people look good in repose, and that's how most images are captured nowadays, but also to look at how the face looks in motion and the body. So in 2011, I invented the OVO 360 dynamic imaging system, which is a robotic image capture system that literally orbits around the face or the body and captures every angle under perfectly standardized lighting and positioning each time. and allows the patient as well as the physician to really look at results objectively. So we use this system. The OVO 360 imaging system is an amazing way to capture not only physical form of the face and body, but also function, looking at muscle movement, looking at breast implants, how they move when the patient raises her arms, or how they move when the patient, when she flexes her pec muscles. It just gives details that no other imaging system does. So we've used it for 7 years, absolutely love it, and we are now starting to distribute these imaging systems globally.
Now, I mean, both of those are really big innovations. What would you say, which would you say you're the most excited about?
Oh, for me as a plastic surgeon and just seeing what's happening in plastic surgery and cosmetic medicine, I'm most excited about Elevate. Being able to percutaneously address the muscles and glands of the neck, to me, is one of the most exciting things that's happening right now in plastic surgery. If you look at other technologies that are out there, things like ultrasound, radio frequency, laser technologies, injectable technologies that will, you know, remove fat, laser technologies, and other energy-based technologies that will tighten skin, no one has a way to elevate and shape the glands underneath the neckline. So Elevate's the only one. It's sort of like the missing link, if you will, and it is just a great way to sort of put the, you know, the final touches on a neck refinement and rejuvenation in such a way where you're not making any incisions and the patients can be back to work in just a couple of days.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you kind of briefly touched on Elevate and what Elevate is and what Elevate can do. And if you wouldn't mind, for those listeners who would like a kind of a little bit more of an in-depth, you know, what is Elevate and how does it actually work?
Sure. So Elevate, number one, it's a procedure that has really evolved over, you know, years and years, over a decade of research and development, and me literally doing surgery on thousands of patients, as well as other surgeons around the world doing these operations using the ICLED surgical system. So basically being able to place sutures underneath the jawline that will sort of approximate and elevate the glands and the muscles to help shape the neck's foundation is a huge thing. So basically what we do is through a series of little punctures, we're able to pass a suture strand from the middle of the neck up behind one ear and then all the way across to the other side up behind the other ear and then back down to the middle. And literally we tie it just like you tie a bow right in the middle of the neck area. And what it does, if you can imagine, it's sort of like a party hat string that goes underneath the chin. It just lifts up all the glands and muscles at that back part of the neck and totally refines it so that if you're looking to make the neck into more of a sculpted right angle appearance, you can do it with this without having to surgically open the neck. So these can be done under local anesthesia, which is just amazing.
No, that really is. That really is. And that, the, you know, the fact that it is a non-surgical approach just, I think, makes it just so much more applicable to more people. So let me just ask you another question. So the Elevate procedure, is it specifically for the lower face, jawline, and neck revitalization, or would it be considered a facelift?
Yeah, so that's such a good question. So it's definitely not a facelift. It's definitely not a neck lift because those are invasive procedures and those require incisions. Many times people have to go under general anesthesia. They have long recovery times with visible scars, you know, that they'll have forever. So the Elevate, although it does things that those procedures do, meaning that it helps address the glands and the muscle of the neck by refining the neck, making the jawline more pronounced and more defined, it does it through little needle punctures. So it's totally different than a neck lift or a facelift. I wouldn't even compare it because this is such a leap ahead in technology that it's not even on the same level as those. So it does something that nothing else does. And it does it, you know, under local anesthesia, maybe less than, you know, 60 minutes you can have this procedure performed, and the recovery time is just a couple of days. So it really is revolutionary.
And now, does Elevate require special training?
Yeah, so doctors who know how to use the ICLED surgical system, which can be used in so many applications, it's just a wonderful illuminated needle and thread, can be used for brow lifts, face lift types operations, neck lift type operations, also any type of contouring on the body. Elevate is just another procedure that this surgical kit will perform. So doctors would need to be trained in the use of the device, which is very easy to learn, and then also they would need to be trained in the actual technique of placing this suture suspension underneath the jawline to approximate and elevate the glands and underlying muscle.
So then I would imagine that the surgeons that you would train in this procedure would be, you know, both like yourself, board certified plastic surgeons, perhaps facial plastic surgeons and cosmetic surgeons that specialize in facial aesthetics?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm a board certified plastic surgeon, and here in Beverly Hills, I've had numerous surgeons from around the world come and spend a day with me. We'll do a couple of these procedures. They'll watch those procedures, and then they'll go back to their centers and perform the operation. So basically, as long as they are trained in surgery of the head and neck, and they come and watch a surgery by someone who knows how to use the ICLED surgical system and someone who knows how to perform the Elevate procedure, they're ready to go. These surgeons pick it up really easy. It's easy to learn and easy to perform. So it's a really nicely taught procedure that's very safe.
Now, you have touched on the word threats, and I know there's kind of in recent years been, you know, a bit of a boom in you know, PDO threads and other types of thread lifts for various parts of the body. How is the Elevate technique different to a thread lift procedure?
Sure. Yeah, there's definitely a difference between the two. So the PDO threads are absorbable threads, and they have barbs on them, and these threads can be placed really anywhere in the face, neck, or forehead, and they're just placed, the strands are placed just, you know, just deep to the dermis, and these little barbs sort of engage the skin and sort of slightly elevate the skin to a new position. These threads are absorbable, so they go away within months. Most of them are completely gone within a year to a year and a half, along with the results. The soft tissue tends to start drooping again after that time duration. Compare that to Elevate. Elevate suture material is a permanent braided polyester suture. It's placed deeper. It's placed actually in the space between the skin and the muscle. And the way that we can do that accurately and safely is with our illuminated needles. So using light guidance, the surgeon knows exactly how deep they are and exactly where they're placing these suture strands. In addition, instead of just placing just parallel suture strands, we're actually creating a matrix. And what I mean by a matrix is actually a suture system that's actually weaved in underneath the skin that goes from one point, goes up to another, and actually eventually returns down to the initial insertion site where it's tied together. So it's sort of a loop wherever it's placed. And that allows it to anchor itself on those deeper structures between the skin and the muscle. And it's a permanent suture, so you get more permanent results, results that can last a decade or even longer, which is really great for patients. So this is a more permanent type procedure and also a much more strong procedure that will lift these structures and help sculpt the deeper structures.
You know, that was my next question, was how long do the results of the Elevate procedure last? I think you just answered
yeah,
that.
So I've been performing the procedure now since 2006. So, you know, we are over a decade now, and I continue to see patients here. There are doctors around the country as well as over in Europe who've sent me pictures of some of their results that are, you know, 5 to 10 years later, and they still have visible support underneath the skin. Now, of course, people are going to age, and, you know, with any plastic surgical procedure, what we're doing is sort of essentially resetting the aging clock, and then the person is going to start aging again. But with the Elevate procedure, they have this hidden little secret underneath their skin that's going to support everything and give them that added elasticity and support to those heavier structures, so they're going to age a little bit slower, and that's what we've been seeing.
That's fantastic. And then, you know, as you mentioned, it is a permanent suture thread. So therefore, you know, compared to the absorbable sutures, threads which absorb, the durability of what you're doing is obviously much more long-lasting.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And the design of the surgical kit, the ICLAD surgical kit, allows the sutures to be placed between the skin and the muscle, so it's deeper in the space. So it's, they're not up by the top surface of the skin, so there's not a risk of dimpling or anything like that, but they're really just right underneath the skin over the muscle and glands. They're going to really support that and elevate it, and they're permanent. So the support doesn't just go away after, 6 to 12 months. It's actually there.
So who is the ideal candidate for the Elevate procedure?
The ideal candidate would be a younger person who's just starting to show some signs of aging. They've got some drooping of the muscles and glands of the neck, and they're losing some of those nice neck and jawline contours, or someone who genetically just doesn't have a really nicely defined jawline and neck.
And so would you, I know it's kind of all, every patient is different, and some people just genetically have a different, jawline and neck than another person who has a much more defined jawline. How about with the age of the patient? I mean, is there any particular age group that is more the ideal candidate for this, or is it really something that, is from the younger patient all the way up to an aging patient that it is an appropriate procedure?
Yeah, the great thing about Elevate is it does work in all age groups. And basically what the doctor would ask themselves when they see the patient would be, does the patient need to have some skin removal? So if it's an older patient, let's say somebody who's in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and older, where they've got a lot of redundant skin, then the surgeon could go ahead and remove some of the skin in and around the ears in a traditional technique. Then they could use Elevate to elevate those deeper structures underneath the jawline to really, really fine-tune and optimize their results. In a younger patient who is, anywhere from, 30 to 40 to 50, who has just some mild skin laxity with drooping glands and muscles, those are perfect candidates for the Elevate procedure as a standalone procedure.
Now, you talk about improvement of the jawline, and again, with excuse me, many of the more recent years, we've had submental, liposuction, Kybella, other things that are really focused, other threads to, help with the lower face and the neck or under the chin. But I really feel with this improvement of jawline, and especially if you kind of look at the beauty magazines and you look at, models, their faces, and that whole back part of the jaw, leading to the middle of the jaw, is so defined. With Elevate, is that an area that you can also improve?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head there. I mean, that is the area where Elevate does its work. At that back part of the neck, that area where we start losing that jawline definition in front of the ear, the Elevate procedure is a perfect adjunct to other technologies such as Kybella and liposuction and all of those. So it's a great additional procedure to couple with those other procedures. So if someone has a little bit of loose skin, you could use something like FaceTight, which is a radio frequency technology from InMode to tighten the skin. And then at the same time, you would place the Elevate procedure to elevate those glands and muscles underneath the back part of the neck to really give that model-esque like neckline.
Yeah, and I mean, and I understand, not all of us have model faces per se, but I think we can have a better version of our own face and a more defined, jawline, definitely.
Oh, sure.
So you did touch earlier on, that it is kind of a quick procedure, and the downtime is pretty minimal. But perhaps you can just go a little bit more into, how long does Elevate actually take to perform, and what is the standard downtime and the expectations for the patient in terms of, their post-procedural recovery?
Sure. That's a great question. So in my practice, where we're doing 2 to 4 Elevate procedures a week, a lot of our patients will want to come in on a Thursday. So They will come in, we'll get them all prepped, we'll clean their skin with some betadine, and then we inject numbing medicine underneath the chin. And if they have a little bit of fat, we would do a little bit of removal with some liposuction. Then we would place the Elevate support system underneath the jawline. All in all, it would take about an hour, maybe a few minutes more than an hour. Patient would be awake. We would put a chin strap on the patient. The patients would go home that night. And then we see them the next day just to go over post-op instructions with them. There's nothing to do because there are no incisions, so that's really nice. And then we see them the next day, go over everything with them, any questions they may have, and we tell them for the next 72 hours to just ice as much as they can, so they do that at home over the weekend. Then most of them are back to work on Monday. Now, they're going to have some bruising, and they're going to have some swelling even on Monday, but they can put some cover up on, you know, if they need to hide that, or they could wear maybe a light scarf, you know, around the neck, and, you know, people don't really look. And then most of the swelling is gone in about 10 to 14 days, but the results continue to get better and better for that first 6 weeks, because that's about how long it takes for anything to sort of heal. But for most patients, the downtime is about 3 to 4 days where they have to sort of hide out. They can go back to the gym in 2 weeks and back to their normal activities.
Brilliant. We have about 10 minutes left on the show, and so I do have a couple more questions for you, and a bit more back to the surgeon training, because, you know, I mean, I know you've treated, you know, thousands of patients, and you've trained a lot of doctors too, and so this is a procedure that is available, you know, on a nationwide level, if not worldwide, as time progresses here. But what is really required for a surgeon to be able to perform the Elevate procedure?
Yeah, so I think that the number one sort of requirement is that the surgeon is trained in cosmetic surgery of the head and neck. And that can be in the form of a plastic surgeon, facial plastic surgeon, cosmetic surgeon who has trained in surgery of the head and neck and is familiar with the anatomy. There's a lot of, you know, important anatomy that you need to know where it is and so on to prevent any sort of complications. So that's sort of the base foundation that someone needs before they even consider, you know, training in Elevate. Then after that, we have, you know, some videos that have been created by myself and other Elevate surgeons that just show how they do the procedure. And the procedure is done pretty much the same way, so doctors would view that before they would actually come and see a live surgery demonstration so that they get some familiarity with the basics of it and the basics of the ICLED surgical kit. And then they would come and watch a live demonstration, you know, in an operating room. And that gives the doctor a chance to ask questions, to actually look at the nuances of the procedure, to, you know, learn exactly sort of what the indications are. And most importantly, patient selection. With any operation, patient selection is critical, making sure that you select the right patient for the right operation. So they would see the procedure. And then after that, when they decide to do their first procedure, someone from Implicit Care, that's the company that manufactures the ICLED surgical kit, our representative could come and spend some time with them in the OR just to show them how the kit works, and then the doctor would perform that first procedure in their own operating room with their patient. And, you know, anytime they have questions, they can call anybody who is, you know, well trained in the procedure, anything that they have questions about. That's sort of how we do it. It's just really from doctor to doctor.
And then you mentioned the ICLED device. How integral to this procedure is the ICLED, and is there additional training required for that?
Yeah, so the ICLED system is definitely unique, and it's the only patented light-guided suture delivery system in the world. So it's the only system with a sewing needle that's actually illuminated at either end, with the suture attached to the middle, that allows the surgeon to be able to visually watch that light pass underneath the skin. So they know how deep they are with the tip of the needle, which is important. And they also know exactly where they are directing the tip of the needle, because they basically pass this illuminated needle from puncture to puncture. And this allows them to create and build a suspension system underneath the skin to lift these glands and muscles underneath the area. So a doctor would just need to have a demonstration of the kit. There are videos that show how the kit is utilized as well. The kit comes with everything the doctor would need, including a marking tape to a skin puncture device, a dermal clearing device, the actual suture rod, which is the suture with stainless steel rod attached to it, and then a light source. So the kit has everything the doctor needs from A to Z. It's a disposable, one-time use kit. Very easy to learn the technology, but something that definitely requires a demonstration before the doctor would go ahead and do a case.
Oh, great, great. And then how would you say, again, you know, we've kind of got a couple more minutes left here, but I have a few more questions. How does Elevate compare to surgical neck procedures?
Yeah, so the Elevate is much less invasive. It's minimally invasive. Traditional neck, muscle, and gland procedures require a surgical opening of the neck, meaning that there would be a 1-inch incision underneath the chin, and the skin underneath the chin and the jawline would be completely separated from the underlying muscle, and a lighted instrument would be placed in there so the doctor could look through that incision and see the underlying muscles and glands. The surgeon then would take suture material. Sometimes surgeons use the exact same type of suture material that's used in Elevate, and they use that to sew the muscles together. Sometimes doctors will remove part of the glands underneath the neck to help give a better shape. These are all, you know, invasive options. There's more recovery time. And also with removal of part of the glands, there are a lot more risks, risks of bleeding, risk of nerve injury, and whatnot. So traditional neck muscle procedures or traditional corset platysmoplasty procedures are much more invasive and have more complications.
And Dr. Miller, what advice do you offer to a surgeon that is new at performing the Elevate procedure? What would be your number one pointer for them?
Yeah, I think the number one bit of advice would be to check out Elevate on the Elevate website, which is www.myelevate.com. And Elevate is spelled with two L's, to check out results. Because that's when I'm looking at new procedures and new technology, I always want to see before and after. So I think that would be the best resource to see if it's something that you think you could use in your practice. And then number two, talk to a surgeon who performs the Elevate procedure to find out what their experience is. And then learn more about the ICLED surgical system to see, you know, how it works and see if you would feel comfortable learning a new technology. And then number four, you know, go and see a surgery and see the actual Elevate procedure in action and really, you know, talk to a patient and see how happy they are with this procedure. Those are things I would do.
And then my last question is, I know you mentioned, you know, like you use like the InMode face-type procedure, but last question, what other types of procedure or technology does Elevate complement?
Oh, sure. So Elevate complements things, Thermitite, which is a radio frequency technology that is used to tighten skin underneath the neck area. There is also the FaceTite, which is in mode, as we talked about. There is ultrasound technology that would work as well, that tightens the skin, that Elevate would work very well with. And then also Kybella, which is a fat-dissolving chemical injectable. Elevate would work great with that to address those underlying glands and muscles. So really, any technology that tightens skin or any technology including liposuction that removes fat underneath the chin area is a great complement for Elevate, because there is no other minimally invasive way to address the glands and muscles under the neck.
Well, it sounds like such a fascinating procedure, and I can't wait, you know, just to kind of continue to learn more about Elevate, and I'm definitely going to go and check out myelevate.com and take a look at those before and after pictures. And Dr. Miller, is there any more advice, insight you'd like to offer to our listeners?
No, I would just say that the most important thing is just to, you know, go to the MyElevate website, look at the results, and also ask your patients, you know, ask them if they're happy with their neck contours. Certainly with the selfie culture these days, a lot of patients are very aware of their neck, and so it's a question I think that a lot of us miss when we're seeing somebody for Botox. I think, you know, just saying, hey, are you happy with with your neck is a great way to open the conversation, and especially to offer something that is without incisions and with very little downtime. You're going to have something that most other doctors don't have.
Yeah, and the impact on the patient, I'm sure, is phenomenal. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for being on Aesthetic Insider Radio. It's, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'd love to chat with you again soon.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.